Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're here for public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I've respectfully requested an apology from Commissioner Eddington for his egregious and reprehensible behavior that we saw from the dais on, I guess it was May the 6th, and I haven't received that.
This is Romy White, the publisher of the South Santa Rosa News, wanting an apology from District 4 Commissioner Ray Eddington, Santa Rosa County, for trying to get law enforcement to kick her out of a meeting when all she was doing was trying to videotape the proceedings or take pictures of the proceedings, something which I said at the time was very inappropriate, something which I think, you know, there are not very many times when people say that my rights are being violated, you know, when because people kind of run to that like, my constitutional rights, you know. In this case, I think he tried to violate her constitutional rights. Now, didn't actually violate them because the law enforcement officer didn't actually act. But that was not because of Reddington. That was because of Sam Parker and James Calkins and, you know, the fact that everybody in the proceeding realized that you can be as worked up as you want and as angry as you want, but you don't get to tell a member of the press or any member of the public in a public meeting that they can't videotape the proceedings.
First of all, I'd like to start off by thanking Chairman Parker and Vice Chairman Calkins for stopping law enforcement. That day, Commissioner Eddington had summoned law enforcement from the corner down here to stop me from videotaping or taking photos with my phone.
Yeah, it was bad. It was, the more I think about it, the worse it gets, because it was an impulse to, God, I hate to use these words, but it, I mean, that is tyranny. Just, it is. Like, if you're going to have to throw somebody out of a meeting, they have to have done a lot, okay? And raising your phone to videotape something is nowhere close to that threshold, and that was like his first reaction, is that he wanted to get rid of her from the meeting. It's not good.
And I know, Colton, you've said that you sleep with the Constitution next to you, I believe, and I know that you guys actually upheld your oath, and so it was shameful that Commissioner Eddington, even though he swore an oath to protect the Constitution, he was trying to impede it that day, and he brought shame on our entire community by doing that.
Yeah, so, I mean, he should apologize. And not just apologize for getting angry, but actually apologize for threatening to do what he definitely should not have done and could not have been able to do legally. And if they had done it, it would have been a lawsuit from the county, against the county, I'm sure of it. So, you know, look, everybody makes mistakes. You always got to give grace to people when they make mistakes. I don't have a problem with that, of course. But she's in the right and he's in the wrong, and I think he should apologize. So we'll see what comes of it. Meanwhile, the war against Juanes Pagotas. This is the weirdest. I don't know what to make of it. And, I try to tell you when I understand a thing, and I try to tell you when I don't understand a thing. And this is definitely one of those, I don't understand. So Juanes Pagotas is in the middle of a 30-year lease right now. And it's not a lease. It's the county owns the land. This is the, you know, the cool place that everybody loves over there on the beach in Navarre. And, you know, they do spring jam. I mean, they just all kinds of stuff, okay? And they've grown from a little tiny one-hut operation, one pagoda, over the years when they had a one-year deal, and then they had a three-year deal, and then they had a, I think it was a 10 and then a 15, and now they're in the middle of a 30, and they got 11 years left in their 30-year deal. And the nature of the deal is we pay you 5% of our gross receipts. 5% of the gross, that's a lot, okay? That's like $300,000 a year. And several million dollars over the course of the last decade. So they pay that in lieu of renting the land, okay? So instead of having a lease or rental agreement, they pay. And they kind of wind up working for the county, weirdly, in a way. And then any improvements they make to the land, like all the pagodas, belong to the county, okay? And they put about $2.5 million into that over the years. And what they want is they have an opportunity to get some solar panels from the subsidized by the federal government. But in order to do that, they need to have a longer-term deal so that they can, you know, not only get financing but also get basically the approval for the grant. So they want to extend out the deal again. They want to start now and go out 30 years, and which is a very normal business request, okay? But James Calkins was having none of it. Just completely opposed to this deal, which is not in his district. He's in the north and, you know, north end of the county. But he's very upset about this. And he says, you know, the short version of his, you know, his opposition of this is, well, that's just too long. And it's a no bid contract because we're letting you renew out the terms of your lease when we're not allowing other people to bid on it. Who knows? You know, somebody else might come in and bid 10%. Nobody's going to bid 10%. Not anybody can run a business. Okay. But that's what he wants. He thinks that this is all inappropriate.
My thoughts are, is, you know, you're now coming to ask us for a no-bid contract.
It's not.
And other folks could come up and say, hey, I'll give you 10%. Hey, I'll buy my own solar panels. I mean, y'all got a great deal.
And the county gets a great deal. And the citizens get a great service. And everybody is happy except for you, sir. The only one who's upset about this. And then just seems to misunderstand, like, is it, you know, you keep 95% of your money. And the owner of one, I think this was Mike, was there talking to him about this and saying, sir, you just don't understand. And, you know, like, you should just pay for your own solar panels. Why would we do that? That makes no sense. If the government's going to help subsidize it, the federal government, then we, I mean, this was actually an argument, is I just don't like that you're applying for a grant from the feds.
I'm for any business making millions of dollars. That's the American way. That's the American dream. But I think that y'all should buy your own solar panels, to be honest, instead of, you know.
What sense does that make, Commissioner?
What sense does that make when the money's available? And by the way, I'm sorry about the hiss in the audio. It was in the recording, so I don't have a better version of it to give to you, but you can still make them out to some degree. So there's a bunch of drama over this question, and, you know, James Calkins keeps calling it a no-bid contract and a sweetheart deal, and, you know, they're getting too much of a benefit. And so I don't know whether he's trying to pretend to be some uber-conservative ahead of the election. I don't know whether he's trying to make a principled point. I mean, he actually said at one point, you ought to only have three-year contracts on stuff like this. 3 years? For a business that tries to secure loan funding? What are you talking about? Or if it's like he's got a personal problem with Juana's. I just don't know which of those it is. It's one of those. Maybe it's a combination of those. I couldn't figure it out. It makes no sense. It's weird. But there's more to be had here in a second. We'll play it in just a moment. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading into NAS this morning, you are going to see a lot of traffic backed up all the way to that Shell station right before the bridge there heading southbound. Heading eastbound on 98, we are starting to see that typical traffic building up into Windhaven Beach right after you pass the Navarre Beach Causeway. And in Payson Milton, traffic building up on Woodbine and Shemuckla Highway at their respective intersections with US 90, and seeing some slowdowns on the US 90 bridge as you come into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. So back to this conversation about Juana's. What should they be granted an extension of their current remainder 11 years out to 30 years, so a plus 19 years to their current deal, in order to qualify for the solar panel subsidy, in order to qualify for current and or future possible business loans that they might get, especially if they have to recover from a storm? You know, who's going to give them like an SBA loan or a 15-year loan to term pay that they're not going to be around? They can't guarantee they'd be. There's all kinds of stuff here. Okay, so Colton Wright says if it's a no-bid contract that's inappropriate, then Tom Danhauser would object, and he's not objecting. Accurate. They've invested $2.5 million in this property. Okay, he says,
how much money do you think you've invested in assets, in fixed assets that you can't just pick up and leave, right, the buildings themselves, over those years?
$2.5 million.
So here we have a business, and in my opinion, this is the perfect example of a public-private partnership.
I agree. I mean, it really is. Everybody is winning. And plus, somebody who can come in and say they're going to give you 10% of their gross receipts and still make a viable business out of it, unlikely. I mean, very, very unlikely. And the problems that this is going to cause Juana's if they don't get this extension. Now, it's true, they're not entitled to the extension. And it's true, they're not entitled to keep doing the business in the sense that, past the 11 years, They don't even own the $2.5 million worth of improvements. The county owns that. But James Calkins seems to be of the opinion that what he wants to do is, you know, wait out the 11 years or put it up for a rebid now. And then Juana's won't own that $2.5 million of infrastructure, and the county can just kind of take possession of that. And we don't care about what you've done all these years. We don't care about you and your business and your clients and the happiness of the customer. But we're going to sort of seize your industry, and we're going to use it for our own purposes, which doesn't sound a lot like capitalism to me. It sounds a lot like the other kind of C version of a political economic system.
I don't know how anyone could claim to be, you know, a pro-business capitalist American and then not understand what it's like to pour your heart and soul and money into a business.
Right.
And then effectively be asked, oh, Commissioner Calkins, please don't hear Mike yet. And then be asked to just walk away or effectively say, you can't really ask for any funding from a bank. You can't do any serious improvements. You can't put solar panels on your roof. You can't go after a government grant unless you will just pay it all out of pocket.
Right. It's not a viable business model. And as Colton explains,
as the only person on this board who has built a business from nothing to something over 20 years and has spent that kind of money in fixed assets and building something.
Yeah. He understands because he's built his business, the Tool Shack, right? He has done this. Well, that triggered James Calkins.
As a matter of fact, I was a business owner myself. I had a beach chair business out on Navarre Beach. And you know how much I paid? And I did just fine. I paid 20% to those high rises. Boy, if I could get a deal for 5%, I mean, that would be a smoking deal. Juana's has got a smoking deal. And this is a good old boy situation where you're trying to sell out our county.
Yeah, what was your level of infrastructure? What were your costs? What were your employees?
Yeah, I'm wondering what the overhead is on a beach chair rental service.
They're exactly the same. They're completely different.
We should have no contracts more than 3 years.
Oh, my God. Make it stop. Please, Colton Wright, make him stop.
I think it's ludicrous to say we should do three-year contracts. You wouldn't find anyone that can do math that would make the effort to do a contract with the county for 3 years that's going to be in business. You can't do it.
Nobody that can do math would propose that idea, sir.
Maybe you can do it if you've just got some cheap beach chairs and some umbrellas and no employees. But I don't see how you can. There's no financial way, unless you're already extremely wealthy to begin with and you just have money to set on fire, why you would take a three-year contract with the county and invest money in assets and capital assets like that. No one in business would do that. It just doesn't make sense.
Unless you have a cheap beach chair business. Oh, and then, you know, again, James Calkins kind of raising a stink about this, and it's a bizarre one because everybody loves Juana's. Everybody appreciates Juana's. They're revenuing $300,000+ a year to the county. I mean, it's, you know, 100 jobs. It's just hard to figure out what his deal is, why he's so bothered by this, and which is, again, you know, whenever somebody's doing things that don't make sense, you always ask the question, well, is there another motive? You know what I mean? Is there some personal animus? Is there a relational problem? Did they tell him his cat was ugly 5 years ago? I don't know. You know, I don't know. I try to speculate because when something doesn't make sense, you're left asking that question. Colton Wright was actually so frustrated with all this, he said,
what I'm hearing is maybe you guys should ask after August 20th.
Maybe you should ask after August 20th, the primary. Maybe you should come back and ask when James Calkins is a lame duck if he loses the primary to Rhett Ryle or Jerry Cooey. So they kind of put this on hold pending what Ray Eddington is going to figure out. He's the district commissioner. But it was just such a weird, inexplicable. I mean, the Juana's guy was irritated at James. I am, too. I would be angry if I were them, too. I'm like, you keep saying ridiculous things. You know, and again, that kind of, they went in there, it seemed like, with a little level of, you know, animosity. So that makes me wonder if there's some past grievance or something. I don't know if it's Festivus or what. 7:25 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading eastbound on Mobile Highway, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up at the intersection of North W Street. That is due to an accident. It is backing up traffic in every direction as you approach that intersection. And heading into NAS this morning, we are still seeing a lot of traffic built up on the Duncan Road Bridge there, all the way to the Shell, right as you approach the bridge heading southbound. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the 5.
Now somebody texts in and says, maybe James has got a buddy that wants to operate the business there instead, and that's what he's doing. I have no evidence of anything like that. I have no evidence of anything like that. But you're kind of left to speculate in a situation where it just doesn't add up. Hey, if you're thinking about buying a new car, thinking about where to go, what to look at, hey, Frontier Motors, almost new cars, okay? You know, not used of the like 10 or 15-year sort, used of the like 1, 2, 3-year sort, so they're in great condition, low miles, you know, good prices, and a great selection. I mean, 300 different cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, sedans on the lot. You can sample as many as you like. It's a giant smorgasbord of cars. You can try several, and I really recommend drive 5 or 6 in your category. Drive one outside of your category and see if maybe, oh my God, I really do kind of like a Jeep, or oh my God, I have no interest in ever owning a Jeep. Okay, fine. It can be fun. I mean, car buying can actually be a little bit of fun. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One amazing example of strength is Esther. She famously proclaimed, "If I perish, I perish," as she prepared to go before the king on behalf of her persecuted people. She had such conviction that she was willing to lay down her own life for the sake of others. Her passion and purpose were deeply rooted in God's plan. Being strong in the Lord means finding His purpose for your life and pursuing it no matter the cost. Knowing God's plan for you doesn't have to be mystical. Actually, it should be biblical. Find your purpose in tenaciously telling others of God's love for them through the message of Christ's death and resurrection, which atones for our sins. Christian person, give your life to the faithful proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Why, they can't do this to me! It's unconstitutional!
Boy, if I could get a deal for 5%, I mean, that would be a smoking deal. Juana's has got a smoking deal. And this is a good old boy situation where you're trying to sell out our county.
Good Lord, man. You've got a really good business that serves the public, that revenues to the county, and you're using that kind of language? Unbelievable. Oh, somebody said the county should just sell the land to Juana's and apply it to the new bridge. Interesting. Interesting. David is in the newsroom with a quick headline, sir.
Well, the president of Kenya will be at the White House today with President Biden for an official state visit. It marks the 60th anniversary of the U.S. partnership with Kenya.
Very good. We'll take it. Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department. Happy birthday to the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Turns 40 today.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Nikki Haley said when she was still running, Donald Trump does not deserve to be president. She says now in her first public appearance since dropping out of the race.
I will be voting for Trump.
She said so after being asked at a Huston Institute event in D.C., who's stronger on national security?
Biden has been a catastrophe.
The former president, meantime, holds a rally in the Bronx in New York City today. China's military starts 2 days of drills around Taiwan as punishment.
The Chinese government is angry at Taiwan's new president, calling William Lai a dangerous troublemaker. He used his inauguration speech earlier this week to say China should stop threatening Taiwan. China sees self-governing Taiwan as a breakaway province that will eventually be under Beijing's control.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. At least 9 people are killed, dozens more hurt, and a stage structure collapsed in an election rally in Mexico. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 74 degrees. Partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. And later this morning, Santa Rosa County leaders are expected to discuss plans to potentially replace the Navarre Beach Bridge. No action is expected today, but Delivering Bridges LLC is delivering a presentation to the Board of County Commissioners. Their plans would call for expanding the bridge to 4 lanes and adding a pedestrian lane.
Staff did tell them, we do not guarantee you the job. We do put them out for bid if we did it that way. Any job we do goes out for bid.
That is Commissioner Ray Eddington. Regardless of who were to build the bridge, much of the conversation today will likely center around whether tolls should be used to help pay for it. That meeting starts here in about an hour at 8:30 this morning. Well, later on this morning, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration releasing its 2024 Atlantic hurricane season outlook. Weather officials will discuss the expected storm activity this year and climate factors, which will influence the hurricane development during the season, which begins very shortly on June 1st. Forecasters at Colorado State University and Penn State University are predicting a very active season due to warm ocean temperatures and an expected transition into the La Nina climate pattern. A federal judge has temporarily blocked enforcement of part of SB 1781, which went into effect less than a year ago. Part of that makes it illegal to transport illegal immigrants from another state into Florida. The judge, though, says that extends beyond the state's authority because the federal government has supremacy when it comes to immigration law. A rabies advisory issued for Escambia County after a case was confirmed in a wild bat last week. Officials say the rabid bat was found in Tippin Park. The Florida Department of Health says all residents and visitors should be aware that rabies could be present in the wild animal population. They say you should avoid any physical contact with wild animals for the time being. Florida Senator Rick Scott now joining other GOP colleagues to slam Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's plan to bring a failed immigration bill back to the Senate floor. Scott says the border is the number one issue for Floridians right now.
We're all fed up with what they've done. They've made this country less safe. Each of us had a variety of amendments. Mine is going to be, that simply says we're not going to keep funding all these people coming across and getting all these freebies.
Scott says that President Biden does have the power to close the border and stop the drugs and criminals from flowing in and killing Floridians. Senate Republicans have already rejected the proposal back in February. They said it would codify catch and release and it wouldn't solve the border issues. And you can save a little bit of money on a gas fill up at area Circle K gas stations today. The chain having their annual fuel day at convenience stores across the nation. That means gas will be 40 cents per gallon cheaper, but only between 4 and 7 p.m. Circle K does say they're partnering with the nonprofit Children of the Fallen Patriots today, and 10% of their proceeds are going to that organization as well. Of course, this also means you're likely to encounter longer lines than normal at most Circle K stations this afternoon. 7:35 right now, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jimmy, what are you seeing?
Well, if you're heading down Mobile Highway this morning, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up at the intersection of North W Street. That is due to a traffic accident that happened going eastbound lane on Mobile Highway, so expect some delays through there. And if you are heading in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see some traffic building up right before the Avalon Boulevard intersection, clearing up as you approach the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve and looking pretty clear over the 3 Mile Bridge into Pensacola. We're seeing just a lot of slowdowns this morning all around downtown on 9th Avenue, Chase Street, and Gregory Street. Please drive with caution downtown this morning because it does look pretty backed up. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Friday, 10% chance of a stray sprinkle, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 85. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 75 degrees. Beautiful weather continues into our Memorial Day weekend with plenty of sunshine Saturday and Sunday, just a small chance of a stray shower. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you so much, Brooke. Appreciate that update. And right now, 73 in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3 AM, 1620.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Federal Reserve officials have revealed that inflation concerns are growing at their most recent meeting, with members indicating they lacked the confidence to move forward with interest rate cuts. The meeting followed a slew of readings that showed inflation was more stubborn than officials had expected to start the year. Officials have voted to hold interest rates steady between 5.25% and 5.5%, which is a 23-year high. The average age of cars, trucks, and SUVs in the U.S. hit a record average age of 12.6 years this year as people hang on to their vehicles largely because new ones cost so much. S&P Global Mobility, which tracks state vehicle registration data nationwide, said the average vehicle age grew about 2 months from last year's record. The growth age is starting to slow as new vehicle sales start to recover from pandemic-related shortages. Futures are moderately higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 201. That's Your Money Now.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMensHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMensHealth.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620.
We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast.
From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered.
Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community.
Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports,
ensuring you're always one step ahead.
We're News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:41 here on Thursday morning on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us, we have now Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. So the mayor gave us an update on Monday about the noise ordinance enforcement by off-duty police officers. Seems like a number of infractions were written up, yeah?
Yeah, you know, there's going to be a lot at first, and the way we can gauge whether this is working or not is a couple of ways. One, the complaints will go down, and two, so will the citations and the traffic stuff. So, we had 25 loud exhaust citations, 6 loud music, 1 no insurance, 5 disregarding stop signs, 1 drifting or stunt driving. We had 2 for dark tent, 1 felony warrant arrest, which was a warrant that Escambia County had on an individual. We also had a felony driving while license suspended, and we had 2 unregistered vehicle citations. So pretty active for 2 days.
So if you have eyes on the street, or ears, really, on the street listening for noise violations, and then you pull people over, and in the process, you get a couple of unregistered cars, a couple of unpermitted drivers, a couple of, you know, arrest warrants that you find the person as a result of having pulled them over for this infraction. In addition to cutting down on the noise, that's also a benefit, right? I mean, you know, and it doesn't cost the city anything because the Downtown Improvement Board is paying for it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, if you just would have had your music turned down, you wouldn't have got arrested for driving on a suspended license. And that happens a lot, you know. If you just would have had that taillight fixed, you wouldn't have been arrested on a felony warrant out of California.
There you go.
That sort of thing happens all the time.
So I have a weird practical question. Are your officers on foot, on bike, in cars, the off-duty ones? I just don't know. And it seems like being in a car would be less practical. But then if they're on foot, you know, flagging somebody down to write them a citation, you tell me. I don't know how this is practically working, but I'm curious.
No, it's all the above. So we can have officers on doing all of that. In fact, a mixture of both. If an officer is on foot walking Palafox and spots an individual with loud music or loud pipes, he can call ahead to the officer that's in a marked vehicle a couple blocks down and let him know to stop that vehicle, and a citation is issued. So let this be a warning. Just because you don't physically see a marked police car down there does not mean you're not being watched. This is something that's common, and again, they're on foot, they're on bicycles, they're in vehicles.
You mean you guys work as, like, a team?
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time.
Interesting.
Things work out better that way.
So I thought I heard the mayor say that it was Thursday and Saturday. So this is not necessarily continuous 7 days a week enforcement. This is whenever they do hire the officers. Am I right about that?
Well, yeah. So Friday was we didn't do it Friday because there was gallery night. Palafox was shut off. So
makes sense.
But I do want to reiterate that the DIB portion of it, paying the officers off duty, was for those 2 days. But we have street officers that are still enforcing these same laws,
sure,
all over the city every day.
Okay, which makes perfect sense, of course. You also managed to make a couple arrests for the jewelry thieves from the kiosk at Cordova Mall, right?
Yeah, that investigation is still going. Our investigators identified who was involved in that and where they lived, which was down in Central Florida. They contacted the sheriff's office down there to to assist. But the owner also hired a private investigator, which is something we certainly don't mind. That individual is able to go straight to this location and watch for these people now that he knows that there's a warrant. And when he sees them, all he has to do is call 911 and have an officer stop that vehicle or those people wherever they are and make that arrest that, you know, on the strength of a warrant out of Pensacola. So that's exactly what happened. You know, if you contact a law enforcement agency and tell them we have a warrant for these two individuals, they live at so-and-so location, especially down in Central Florida, they're very busy. They may not be able to get to it immediately, whereas a hired private investigator is able to go straight there and take a look and sit there and watch for those people. And that's how this arrest happened.
And apparently caught up with them as they were leaving and followed them, I guess. So, like, really did the kind of on the street following a suspect, getting them to an arrest situation. So seems like all good. And you recovered some of the jewels, right? Some of the stuff that was stolen has been reacquired, right?
Yeah, some of the stuff has been recovered, not all of it. We're still looking into that. The investigation's still going, and
sure.
And there's certainly the possibility of more arrests to be made.
Gotcha. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for PPD. Hang on for just a second, Mike. Let's get Jimmy in here with traffic on the fives.
If you are heading eastbound on Mobile Highway, you can expect to see a little bit of traffic built up on W Street there because of an vehicle crash that happened earlier. That has been cleared, but still some residual traffic built up there. On Gulf Beach Highway, and as it turns into Barrancas Ave at the intersection of South Navy Boulevard, you can expect to see a lot of traffic built up as well approaching that intersection. We are seeing a lot of traffic on every major intersection almost, or just about, in downtown Pensacola. So drive with caution through that area, especially on Garden and Palafox, the Gregory exit from I-110, 9th and Chase, and Chase and Bayfront Parkway. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Public Information Officer for PPD, Mike Wood. You know, I got a text in, and I know it's an easy answer, but I'm going to let you answer the question because I think maybe it's one that people have. Somebody says, why does PPD have to get paid to do their job? I mean, come on, violations are obviously there. Just do it. How long do you have to wait for the DIB to pay to do your job?
Well, that's a simple answer, and it's just like the officers that are down there working in the bars. They are down there for a specific reason, hired by someone to make them stay in a certain geographical location, to concentrate on that area, whereas the street officers are all over the city. And again, they are enforcing the exact same laws. It's just that the DIB is paying additional officers to stay in a certain area, which is namely Jefferson Street, Palafox, the downtown area where it's very busy, to look for these violations, because there's been several complaints that came in from bar and restaurant owners, and that's what we're down there to address.
Yeah, I mean, a typical shift for PPD is what, like 30 or 40 on the street at a moment? Am I roughly in the vicinity?
We're not going to get into numbers because that fluctuates. But
okay.
I can tell you that sometimes we just, when you're going call to call, you don't have time to concentrate
right
as much on traffic as you would like to. But these officers that are working in the off-duty capacity are focusing just on these violations, just on these complaints that have come in.
Right. So, I mean, again, making up a number. Let's say there's, 30 PPD on duty at a moment. They're doing all their normal stuff. They can make these citations if need be. Well, now you've got 32. And the two are tasked for this particularly, so that, alleviates the challenge of the other ones having to be taking care of this, which may be a low-level priority given other things that are going on. So that'd be my answer, which I think is kind of the same answer that you were given, just said it a little different way. Wanted to ask you, we got a pretty good report this week about the level of overall safety in Pensacola, right?
Yeah, this survey was done by U.S. News and World Report. They do a lot of surveys in many different categories, and this one particular one was the safe cities in the United States, and Pensacola came in at number 4, and we want to, that's something that we're very proud of. This is for the city limits only, the city of Pensacola, and, that's not a surprise to me, and it shouldn't be to you and your listeners, because how many times have we done these Thursday morning interviews, and we don't have enough to talk about to even get us through traffic on the fives,
right.
And some of your other interviewees, then go over and over and over, it's longer, but sometimes when we're talking to the Pensacola Police Department, we simply don't have enough content to go very long, which is a great thing. It's a win for us. So it doesn't come as a surprise to us, and we hope we can keep that up.
Absolutely. Oh, somebody also texted and said it's kind of like when, going back to the officers, if we do a fundraising walk or a charity event, you hire off-duty PPD to, you know, make sure that there's safety. They enforce the law. They're doing their job, but that's just extra on top of what's normally there. That and you know, so I'm not sure why people don't get that. It seems fairly straightforward to me. Last thing, we always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. This one was like a, I saw this on Facebook. This was one of those, you know, the things my parents told me that turned out not to be true. So I was going to ask you, not my parents, but, you know, like in general, is it or is it not illegal to drive with your dome light on inside your car for an extended period of time at night?
It is legal to do that. It's just not safe. I mean, most of the time people, when they're distracted, they're on their phones, which obviously has its own light. You don't need the dome light. But when you can't find your phone, you might turn that dome light on to look around while the vehicle's in motion. And it's while it's legal to do that, it's just not safe because obviously you're distracted. You're looking around. That's going to ruin your night vision and your reaction time. So it's just something that's not safe to do.
You mean fumbling around inside your car while you're driving with the dome light on? But if your wife's looking at the map, when we used to have maps on the paper, it'd be kind of a funny ordinance to write too, because how would you write that? Like you can't make it illegal to turn on at all, you know, for 20 seconds or more. You know, it'd be kind of a funny law to write, right?
Yeah, I believe it would be. If I stopped somebody that was looking at a road map, I believe I would take a picture of that instead of getting onto them, because that's something you don't see much anymore.
That would be one you don't see anymore. Not a big market in road atlases these days. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, sir.
751 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. If I say words like Porsche, Mercedes, BMW, Genesis, Jaguar, Audi, Lexus, good cars, high-quality cars you pay a little extra to get, you might think, well, I've got to go to the dealership to service them. They're the only ones who know how to service those cars. Not true. Not true. There's actually a federal law that protects you and your ability to go anywhere, basically, and get the service done. It does not have to be at the dealership. That's been on the books for decades. But especially if that dealership is at a distance, okay? If they're in Destin, you know, like Porsche of Destin or whatever, if they're in Mobile, you don't have to spend the gas, the time, the inconvenience, and probably the enhanced cost to go to the dealership. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on these vehicles all the time. No problem. Domestic cars work on those, too. They don't discriminate against your Chevys and your Fords. That's fine, too. Okay? They'll work on any of it. Diesel engines, yes. Gas engines, obviously. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car. They want to see your car when it's healthy so that you don't have to bring it to them broken. That's the idea, preventative maintenance, right? Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
May is Military Appreciation Month, and Jibs Firearms is proud to honor our military. During the month of May, Jibs Firearms proudly thanks our troops for their hard work, dedication, and commitment to fight for our freedom. Join Jibs Firearms in saluting the men and women who serve in our United States military. Jibs Firearms, on the corner of Blue Angel Parkway and Serrano Road in Pensacola. Stop by today or visit jibsfirearms.net and sign up for one of their concealed carry classes. Jibs Firearms, they truly are the best in town.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community, and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Good morning, 7:55 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. We just discovered a little fun thing. Because we have our intern Nadia sitting here in the studio with us, and I was messing around, and I said, you got to be careful what you say to Jimmy. You know, he's kind of thin-skinned. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy gave me that look like, no, I am not. How dare you? And to which I said, proven the point. But how do you respond, right? If somebody accuses you of being easily offended, a snowflake, or thin-skinned, how can you respond? There's no response, right? There's nothing you can do. You just have to sit there and take it, I guess, which is the only way to disprove it. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Thin-skinned Jimmy the traffic. I feel like that's going to stick. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to get a lot of texts in here. If you are heading eastbound on I-10, you can expect to see a lot of traffic built up right before the intersection with Pensacola Boulevard there. I believe that is due to a vehicle crash that was moved off of the road earlier this morning. Seeing a lot of buildup at every major intersection downtown. So drive with caution through there. We are seeing backed up traffic on 9th Avenue and Gregory Street, Chase Street and 9th Avenue, Chase Street and Bayfront Parkway. Just expect some delays driving through town this morning. If you are heading into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see some traffic built up right before the Avalon Boulevard intersection and right before the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve. As you exit the Nature Preserve, you are good into Pensacola over the bridge. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. I have a bad news note of a sort, okay? If you have been putting off watching the Blue Angels in IMAX, too late. The only show in IMAX is at noon today at the Bayou 15, sold out. Now, you can still watch it at the theater in standard resolution. So, and it'll be on home on Amazon Prime. It should be today. It might already be. I don't know. So, yes, you can still watch it. It's not like a limited run period. It's just limited in IMAX. So, there you go. Sorry about the bad news. David Wayne, don't procrastinate. See? If you act earlier, you don't have this problem. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A senior advisor to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says she's leaving his independent presidential campaign because she doesn't like the working atmosphere. Angela Stanton King announced her departure as the campaign's head of black voter outreach. She says the campaign no longer aligns with her values.
Did you say head of black voter outrage?
Outreach.
Okay. I thought you might have, but I heard it the other way. I just wanted to check and be sure because I think, you know, sometimes labels are too honest.
I'm pretty sure I didn't say outrage, but
yes,
who
I'm
knows?
The director of Minority Voter Outrage at the Center for Remedy and Injustice. Go on.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is planning to put the border bill that was previously shot down by House Republicans up for another vote. Some Republicans vowing to block that, and it's scheduled for today. And, you know, you were just talking about this with Mike Wood. Pensacola made the top list of safe places to live recently.
Right.
But we also made it on the top of another list. We ranked third on the best red snapper fishing locations in the Gulf of
Amen.
Mexico.
And that's today, right? Snapper fishing is today or tomorrow?
Yes, I believe it opens up.
Right now. I mean, like, I just can't remember which one it is, but it's like this weekend. So.
And also, right above us on the list in the number two spot was Orange Beach.
Of course
so,
it was.
So our whole coastline, top red snapper fishing spot.
Absolutely. Very good. And again, from 4 to 7 a day, theoretically at Circle K, you get 40 cents off per gallon of gas.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.